Two Fat Ladies, Three from Leith, number 88.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Thank you.
Luxembourg there, and we only stayed together for the kids. Hello, welcome to 3 from Leith, number 88, the two fat ladies from the bingo call at the start, in case somebody wasn't aware what that meant. I wasn't being cheeky about two fat ladies, although we used to have a TV programme on here over in Scotland, probably in the UK, called Two Fat Ladies, where two rather overweight elderly ladies who liked cook went round in a motorbike and sidecar, two very posh ladies. Fortunately, one of them died. Other one's still on the go. She actually lives quite near here. She lives in Musselburgh, last I heard anyway. Anyway, that's wandering off the point a bit. That was Luxembourg, and that track I've had for quite a long time. I actually got it on a CD that was sent to me by Stuart McHugh, who is the editor of Is This Music magazine, which you'll find in the High Street. And you'll find a list of which shops will stock that. Shops like HMV at www.isthismusic.com. And that was a CD that was given away to gig-goers. It was like a preview CD for the Baby Tiger gigs here in Edinburgh. Baby Tiger were a promotions company who ran series of gigs, and still do run series of gigs in Edinburgh. At the time, this was for the Café Royal. I believe they've moved to another venue at the moment, of which I can't remember. And that track was the very first one on that CD. Apparently they played in Edinburgh on Saturday the 25th of November. And I'm only sad that I missed that one, because that was an absolutely brilliant track. Lovely 80s vibe, plus a stomping noughties beat to that one as well. Absolutely fantastic, and guaranteed to get your feet tapping. So the band are from London. They are David Shaw, Alex Potterill, Rob Britton, Dave Barnett and Steve Brummel. I shall put a link up to their website, which is www.luxembourgband.com, and that will be on the 3 from Leith website at 3fromleith.com, which you'll all know and love hugely and immensely by now, since I'm sure every one of you visits it every week and leaves me lots of lovely comments. Well, I'm sure you do pop by and read it from time to time. Anyway, if you would like to sing along to that song, Luxembourg have a lyrics page on their website. And the lyrics to that song are there for you to join in. You can even get your family along and all join and have a lovely sing-along. Many thanks to David from Luxembourg for sending me that track. He also asked if I could perhaps mention that they're playing at the Borderline in London on Saturday the 26th of May. Oops. By the time you hear this, they'll have played. So huge apologies to David that I didn't play this track in time for the gig, and I forgot to mention it before now. I only remembered I was supposed to mention the 26th of May when I opened my email. But to make up for it, I'll also mention that David from the band has a little side project called The Melting Ice Caps, and you'll find that at myspace.com/The Melting Ice Caps. Well worth a listen, and I'll put a link to that on the website as well. Now let's move along. Let's have a track from someone who's featured in 3 from Leith a number of times in her band Whirl. This is Nicky Mouse, and it's her solo track, and it's called Someone to Fly With Upside Down.
Drowning, they say we all get our own day in time.
I've said it before and I'll say that again. Mickey Mouse has a belter of a voice. What an amazing voice. I was trying to think of some way to describe that, and the only thing I could think of was Nicky's got the kind of voice that when she projects it, could knock a man back into his seat at 100 paces. It's so powerful, it's brilliant. As you may recall, Nicky has lived in the US as well as England and in Israel. And it's a little known fact that Wurl were originally formed in London, where the band performed at many of the city's major clubs to many rave reviews. They're now based in New York City, and Nicky has her own MySpace page, which is promoting her own solo music, and I'll put a link to that up on the website. But if you want to hear more of what Nicky's done before and what's been on 3 from Leith, if you haven't caught it, then pop along to worldmusic.com. Again, many thanks to Nicky for sending that in. I really appreciate that, and I've really enjoyed it. And if you've enjoyed it, or if you've enjoyed Luxembourg, and if you're going to enjoy the tracks that you don't know about that are going to come up, then pop along to 3 from Leith website at 3fromleith.com. On there, you'll find links to all the bands that have been played on this week's show. And you just click through the links, go to the artist's sites, find out more about them. If you like what you heard, drop them a note, say I really enjoyed that. And if you've got the spare money, as I always say, floating around in your pocket, what more could you do with it than spend it on an independent artist and show your appreciation for their music? The music will live with you forever. The money that will probably go out and blow on a few pints down the pub, if you'll forgive the phrase, will be peeing it out in the morning. The beer will only give you transitory enjoyment, whereas music will just go on and on and on. Now enough philosophising. I don't know what the weather's been like where you are, but over here it has been again unseasonably warm this week. Fortunately up here in Scotland we've not had it as warm as they have had it down in England. But in a way I'm quite thankful for that, because I'd rather build up slowly to the summer with the heat gradually increasing, because as you know, I sweat a lot, to put it mildly, and I'm not looking forward to getting hot and sweaty and bothered and coming home to hot flat at night after cycling home. So I'm enjoying the nice build up, I'm enjoying the nice weather out here. It's lovely and sunny. Fortunately, because I'm at the east coast, there's a cool breeze coming in off the sea, so it's not too warm, and we're enjoying it, whereas I think my brother down in London will be suffering in the heat. I believe they've been up 25 degrees C, which is normally a summer temperature. And as yet, we are still in April, in spring. I really can't believe it, although it will be saving me money because I switched the heating off weeks and weeks ago, and I don't need it anymore. The flat's lovely when I come home, it's lovely when I get up in the morning. It's not cold, which is quite a good thing, because this week I should be celebrating, because I've got myself out of debt for the first time since 2000 maybe, or before 2000. So I'm really, really pleased. I've worked really hard to clear my feet, and I was really looking forward to having that extra money in my pocket to put away as savings, or to maybe save up for a holiday next year. And then I found out I need to get a new boiler fitted, so I will need to take out a loan to pay for a new boiler in the house. So there we go, 1 minute I'm all happy, and next minute more money will have to be spent. Isn't that just the way of the world? I suppose the other way to look at it was that I could have been looking at sitting on a big pile of debt and then adding to it to pay for a boiler, whereas I have no debt, so all I'm going to have to pay for is the boiler. Lovely. Any millionaires out there who are willing to stump up for a new boiler? I wouldn't say no. Anyway, joking aside, it's almost time to get to the end of this week's 3 from Leith. Before I go, another little slice of Scottish comedy culture. That will be at the very end of the show. I'll play it after the last two tracks, after the end of the show, once the titles have gone. Don't switch off or fast forward, because the humour will be coming up. I just thought I'd tag it on the end, because the accent being used is quite broad Northern Scots, so I didn't really want to put it in the middle of the show in case it put you off if you didn't understand a word of what was being said. So it'll be at the end, after I've signed off. If you can't understand it, don't worry about it, just switch it off. But if you do understand it, or do half understand it, the story is it's a wind-up call, which was done, I think, back in January on Burns Night. and it involves someone pretending to be a lorry driver turning up at Wembley Stadium in England and trying to deliver some racing haggises for the race at Wembley, and he's phoning out the Wembley box office to try and get in. I enjoyed it, it had me laughing. I know a few other people have I've sent it to my friend Gabor at Electrical Language Podcast, and he enjoyed it. He was particularly tickled pink by the fact that the plural of haggis apparently is haggai. And not only that, they do get a bit frisky and they need to be kept under control. Anyways, time to get on with the music. And this week I'm going to play out with an artist called Phil Ayoub. Now, I think I've pronounced that correctly. It's either Ayoub or Ayoub. And Phil was recommended to me by Jersey Joe, who sent me an email back on the 5th of April saying, please consider playing my friend's music on your podcast, thanks. And he very kindly sent me links to a page which granted permission for podcasters to play Phil's music and gave links to where I could download the tracks. So I duly had a listen and I really enjoyed it. Let me tell you a bit about Phil Ayoub. Phil Ayoub has an MBA degree. He also has some kind of ear for commercial pop rock melodies and intelligent lyrics. His first solo release, The School Bus Window Paper Heart, is filled with radio-friendly grooves and themes that range from the 9/11 nightmare to carefree romance. So says the Sun Chronicle. Phil's from the Boston area, and his CD is produced by Tim Bradshaw, who also played on it, and he's David Gray's guitar and keyboard player. So to have someone of that calibre playing on your CD obviously means that people in the right places enjoy what you do and want to be part of that. So Phil might be going places, I would imagine. And if you go on the strength of the tracks I'm going to play you, I can certainly see that happening. Find out more at philayoub.com, philayoub.com. The two tracks that you're about to hear are the 4th District Court of Bristol County, and that will be followed by scenes from an American highway rest stop. Try saying that in a hurry after a beer. So, once more, thank you to Jersey Joe, thank you to Nicky Mouse, and thank you to David from Luxembourg for all allowing me to play the music this week. And thanks again to you for staying subscribed and for listening to Three from Leith and helping to support the independent artists, wherever they are across the world. So sit back and enjoy Phil, and I'll catch you all again next week. Cheerio!
Out with the rodeo clown. She stares at his head as I follow them around. According to an article, I'm in need of help. Well, who would know better? Have we ever met? Now I'm in Jacksonville, not by choice. Looking for the person who likes my voice. Even when I'm screaming, even when I bitch, well, she's deaf in one ear with her left eye twitch. I'm posing nude. I'm kissing strange girls like Family Feud. How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? I'm dancing in a swimsuit. You like me better than other chaps in boots. The sky's the limit, I'm drinking Red Bull and rum. I got some dirty tea, if I could slip you some. You'd see what I see, you would speak free. Living in a tower, your king would be me. Lofty goals and great ambitions, don't ever let them fade. Now get back in the kitchen. A loose-lipped lover, I gamble cause I can. And what will I see when the wood's in my hands? Starting to awaken, my vision's getting clearer. The steam dissipates, is that a crook in the mirror? It's refracted hatred, it's contempt in disguise. The Christmas fruitcake and re-gifted pies.
disturbed when you do it, it's lazy. Can hear me through the ceiling, I'm the man upstairs, threatening to kill things that are already dead. I'm staring at a calendar, I'm going through the last year. April left a mark, you can still see the tear. The telephone's not ringing, something's not right, and I can't get this damn cigarette to light. I never met the man pressure. I never felt it. I walk quietly. I walk quietly. I walk quietly. I walk quietly. Someone in the courtroom passing out mints to mail out brides and celebrity convicts. They look at me funny. They say I need help. Make me walk through a booth and put my bags on a belt. Hey, Mr. Funny, hey, Mr. Obscene. This clown's not big enough for both you and me. See, I don't belong here, I overrule. Malay with no stage and the gang with no cool. They say don't worry, the help is on the way. It's just a part in the storm on the 39th day. Star, I'm a genuine heartthrob. Read that word again.
Heartthrob.
I'm making headlines in love. I'm friends with my exes. Just a guy from Cleveland with preliminary sketches. There's always someone looking over my shoulder, telling me bolder and older and colder. I have no map and I have no guide. Can't you see? That's why my smile's so wide. Smile I can see, smile is wise, it's a smile that'll tell you 28 lies.
Some time to kill. Take a look like a child. vanilla, burning smell. Sing our dog in the trunk. If God takes you away before you die, this is where you end up.
It's January the 25th, and Hector's got some important cargo for our Sassenach cousins.
Boxers Wembley, can I help you?
Hello there, darling. Is that a Wembley?
Yes.
Ah, it's Hector. Hector Brocklebank?
Yes.
Livestock delivery.
Sorry?
Livestock delivery. HB Livestock. About the haggis.
I don't follow you, sir. This is Wembley Box Office. We sell tickets. How can I help you?
Ah, it's about the haggis delivery, I'm saying. Jindy McGindy Bothy Necht. Haggis racing, 3 o'clock at Wembley. Arena.
You have a delivery to make?
For the race?
For the race?
The race. The race at 3:20.
There is no race at 3:20.
Uh-huh.
It's still being built. There is no racing. What do you mean racing? Horse racing. What do you mean exactly?
Haggis.
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 Haggis racing for Barnsley. 3:20?
Hold a minute, sir.
Sky Television. It's on the Sky.
Hello, hello. Can I help you?
It's a delivery for the haggis racing. It's Hector Brocklebank. I'm in Malari at the moment.
I'll put you back to Twitch Road.
Thank you, darling.
Hello, can I help?
Hi, Hector. Can you help this man on the phone? Because I don't know what he wants.
Okay, fine.
Thanks,
okay. Mike. Oh. Hello, sorry.
It's Hector. Hector Brocklebank. HB Livestock. About the haggis racing.
About the what?
Haggis.
Haggis?
Racing.
Haggis racing?
At Sky Television at 3:20. I've got the lorry here just now.
Haggis racing? What's haggis racing?
It's Burns Day today and I've driven down for my leg.
Hold on a moment, hold on.
Okay.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, you're the sixth person that I've spoken to.
Right.
It's Hector, Hector Brocklebank, HB Livestock. And I have a delivery for the 3:20 race that's on Sky Television at the arena.
We have no events on in the Wembley Arena. The arena is closed, being refurbished.
Well, I've got Jindy McGindy and Bothy Necht here with me.
You've got who, sorry?
Jindy McGindy.
Jindy McGindy?
This is a thoroughbred pedigree haggis.
Oh, right. Okay.
And Bothy Necht.
It's what, sorry?
Bothy. B-O-T-H-I-E.
Right.
N-I-C-H. T.S.
Okay.
Pedigree names, obviously.
Of, indeed. Of haggis, yeah?
And it's just...
Oh, it's Burns Night, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That's right. I watched that on television this morning, this
uh-huh.
Burns Night.
Well, that's the reason, and
but what are you coming up to Wembley for, then?
Well,
surely you should be heading to Scotland.
Oh, no, it's Sky Television.
Oh, you're Sky Television?
No, darling. No, I'm Hector. Hector Brocklebank.
Sorry, Hector.
Hector Brocklebank, HB Livestock. I'm delivering the two very rare thoroughbred pedigree haggai. Haggai is the plural. I've got them here. Hold on.
Have you?
Hold on. Easy. Oh, you've got to whip them now and again.
Have you?
Uh-huh. Down, boy! That was Jindy McGinty there. Enough, a lassie. Down, girl, down. Whew, tell you. Bet your money on Ginny McGinty. 320.
I haven't laughed so much since last night. I was watching Big Brother.
320.
Yeah.
Live for the Wembley Arena.
There's nothing on at the Wembley Arena. It's closed at the moment. Opens in the...
Sky Television over there.
Really? What's that noise in the background?
That's a Haggai. Down, girl. The pedigree.
Ginty McGinty,
320 at Sky. And thank you very much for being on the Real Radio Breakfast Show in Scotland. Shh. I think they're mating.
Powered by Libsyn.